The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
It's Friday, Friday, gotta get down on Friday.
Friday!
What time is it? Game time! What time is it?
It's Friday!
Buckle up. It could get rough. The Morning Answer with Joey Hudson on 94.5. The Answer.
8:04 on this third and final hour of the Morning Answer, and this is truly the final hour. Glad to have you in on this Free Speech Friday. A lot of text messages coming in this morning. Thank you. Sorry that I can't get to all of them, but I'm reading all of them, and I will read them later as well. Raymond says, Joey, a lot of people don't really have to do much of anything to get you on the podcast. All they have to do is tap podcast app already on their phone. Just put your name in, and that's it. That you're right, Raymond. Also, on your Alexa device, just say, Alexa, play Joey Hudson podcast. Alexa, play Mike Gallagher. It is pretty easy. Thank you for that reminder, Raymond. If you haven't already done so, text iPhone or Android to 877-235-9405. I'm going to send you some links. Download the Mike Gallagher app so you can continue to listen to the Mike Gallagher show. Download the Salem News Channel app so you can continue to listen to all the Salem hosts. U.S. Senator Tim Scott has been a friend of the show over the years. Senator Scott's always been willing to come on the show, talk about the issues in Washington. I've had the pleasure of moderating a number of forums and town hall type events with Senator Scott. When I reached out to his office to see if we might be able to schedule one last visit to the Morning Answer, understanding he's pretty busy these days, a presidential campaign will keep you busy. I recognize that it might not be possible to get that scheduled. I was quite amazed at the response. We had originally planned to do a phone interview that we would record, which is what we often do to accommodate his schedule. But when Senator Scott learned that this was going to be our last show, he wanted to come to the studio. He told his staff, he said, let's change things. Let's make it possible to do this last interview because I want to sit there with Joey face to face. I want to shake his hand. And that's pretty special. Let me share with you my conversation with Senator Tim Scott that we recorded earlier in the studio. You know, for the past few days, I've been visiting with some of my special friends, people who have been on the show over the years. And our next guest with us today is someone who's been on the show a lot over the past few years. He's making a difference in our state and in the country, a very positive influence in the 2024 presidential race. And he's in studio with us. And I got to tell you, Senator Tim Scott, it's an honor and a pleasure that you take the time to come in. This is my last show, of
yes,
course,
yes.
And to be here in studio with me, that makes me happy.
Well, Joey, that's why I'm here. I literally said, I don't want to do this remote. I want to look you in the eyes. I want to shake your hand. I wanted to thank you for every single thing you've done for the community. You have been a stalwart for conservatism, for common sense, and for really reinforcing the principles that make this the most remarkable country to live in. And that's why we are going to miss you terribly. And the voice and the integrity, the character you bring not only to the radio, but to the issues that people are so interested in. And they want truth.
Yeah.
They don't want always to have some commentary. They want the truth. And you've done a really good job.
Well, thank you, Senator. Thank you. I appreciate that. And again, it's just an honor for you because I know you're a busy guy these days.
Running for president keeps you on the road, and most often not in South Carolina, unfortunately, right now. But we'll be coming back home to South Carolina more and more as this year ends.
Let's start with your presidential campaign. Give us an update on where you believe you are.
Well, listen, we are in striking distance. The good news is we see and feel momentum growing. And so every single day we feel like the race is getting better for us. The concept of delivering an optimistic, positive message with a backbone, it is resonating. It took a little while for it to get there because people aren't used to the optimism. They're not used to someone who has the grit and the fight and the toughness, but who's not negative and a downer and who doesn't believe our country is in decline. I think the best days are ahead of our country, not behind us.
Yeah, it's interesting, Senator, that you bring that up because I have a certain style in how I've conducted my radio show over the years. I think that you can be kind, you can be gracious, you can ask tough questions, but do it in a positive way, as you said. Some people even say that I'm a little too soft sometimes on guests. And I've heard the same thing about you, that you're maybe too nice to be a presidential candidate.
Yeah, it's so funny because, you know, here's a kid who grew up in the toughest neighborhoods in North Charleston. At one point, not when I was a kid, but at one point, North Charleston was the seventh worst place in America for crime.
Yeah.
I grew up in a place where my kids, my friends were shot, buried, or incarcerated. You have to be tough to survive and to get out of that. I give credit to my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
It was having a plan, Proverbs 29:18, without a vision people cast off, without a vision people perish. They cast off restraint. But with a vision, all things are possible.
Yeah.
And if you are tough, you're going to be inspired and motivated and optimistic. Only optimists are tough because they go to work to make sure that the vision they have is the vision they see. That takes dedication.
Yeah. With me in studio this morning, Senator Tim Scott. You know, Senator, our world is literally upside down.
Yes.
We're all praying for Israel. Give us your assessment of where this world, this war is going.
Well, it's going to get worse before it gets better. There's going to be more pain, not less. The good news is, I believe Prime Minister Netanyahu is going to deliver what he has promised, a proportional response to Hamas. And the definition of proportional is to wipe them off the face of the map. By doing so, you eliminate that terrorist threat for the rest of Israel's history. You have to remember, Hamas's objective is not just to eliminate Israel. It is to eliminate all Jews on the planet. Yeah. And then to focus their attention on Western democracy. So I support standing shoulder to shoulder or back to back with Israel as they achieve the objective of securing their country and eliminating a terrorist threat. I also blame President Biden. I believe he is complicit for the attacks. When President Biden funds Iran through a $6 billion hostage negotiation and $80 billion of the elimination of sanctions on oil, that money goes to Hamas.
Yes.
Hamas kills 1,400 Israelis and 33 Americans. That price has to be paid. And this administration refuses to hold Iran responsible, even though 500 Hamas terrorists trained in Iran.
Yeah. Senator, President Biden last week proposed a $100 billion supplemental package that would benefit both Israel and Ukraine. I believe I remember you objecting to it being combined. Is there a chance that that you might end up voting on that separately? Now we have a Speaker of the House. I guess that's going to move forward pretty quickly.
Well, I certainly hope and pray that it does, that they do, as they call it, separate the issue. I think we should prove to the world that we stand behind Israel.
Yeah.
That means both houses of Congress and the president focusing only on an aid package for Israel. I believe this president is leveraging the conflict in the Middle East to bring more resources to Ukraine. $61 billion for Ukraine and only $14 billion for Israel. Let's get our job done by focusing on Israel, number one. Number two, let's turn our attention very quickly or simultaneously to our southern border. Let's make sure we close our southern border, use technology from the military to surveil it so that we save lives, eliminate illegal immigrants, and keep people on our national security watch list from crossing our southern border.
Senator, I was literally set to leave for Israel today.
Oh, wow.
We had a group of radio listeners. We do this every 2 years. And we had a group of listeners, a good group of about 20 from the upstate, others from around the country. And we're disappointed, of course, that we're not going, but we're also just so blessed that we weren't there when this started. I can't imagine being there under these conditions.
Yeah, these conditions are trying times for anyone who's living in Israel, without any question. Second, anyone who has an opportunity to go there as a tourist in the next several weeks, I would recommend talking to the State Department or talking to your member of Congress or senator to get the most up-to-date security threat that you can get. Avoid going there for a long time is my bottom line message, number one. Number two, I believe that ultimately Israel will be safer once they achieve the objective. Without achieving the objective, it is not a good time to put yourself, your family, or loved ones in harm's way.
Senator, a side note here, and you would not remember this, but 3 years ago, I was in Israel with a group of listeners. Someone stole my passport, so I got a bonus of a couple extra days. I found this out as I was headed to the airport on a Saturday morning. Of course, there's nothing that you can do over the weekend, but your office had me the first appointment on Monday morning to get a replacement, and I was on a flight on Tuesday.
I love that. One of the things that we love doing is serving people. I just said it recently at an event here in the upstate that if you have an issue, whether you're a voter or whether you're a constituent, as long as you are a resident, I don't care how you vote, I don't care where you live, call my office and we will be happy to help you.
Yeah. In our final couple of minutes together here, Senator, you've been traveling all around the country in Iowa a lot. Talk with us about the most important issues that you have talked with Americans all across the country. Obviously, we have our issues. We have inflation's high.
Absolutely.
People have a tough time going to the grocery store and affording to feed their families. Like, gasoline is expensive. The price of the cost of buying a home is higher than ever these days.
Oh, yeah.
Talk with us about those issues.
Yeah, there's no doubt that when you travel the country as much as I do and you talk to everyday Americans, the one thing that comes up is always the economy. There's no doubt that the economy is wreaking havoc in the average family's life. 85% of Americans would tell you that they're making financial decisions because of inflation that they would not have to make if inflation wasn't so high. Blame Joe Biden for that inflation. He's cost families $7,000 of spending power. Second issue I hear a lot about is the border. Our border is insecure, unsafe, and wide open. Americans are frustrated. We have enough money to help people across the world, but they really want to know, do we not care about taking care of our own southern border? Yeah. As president of the United States, I would close our southern border. Third issue I hear a lot about is that today it feels like the radical left, they're using race and class constantly to cover for their losses. They are willing to use anybody, any group, any issue for one thing, to maintain their political power. And there's this new drug called victimhood that comes with despair that is disabling so many people. And I got to tell you, Joey, that is something I hear all across the country, that they don't want America to be a nation of grievance. They want us to be a nation of greatness.
Senator, again, it's just an honor to have you here as my last political guest, actually. You're my last on this final day.
Well, thank here,
94.5 The Answer. It's been an honor. And, hey, maybe you need some volunteers out there on the campaign
trail. I would love to have you.
I'm going to have some time on my hands.
Look forward to putting you to work and staying in touch. And thank you once again. Let me just end the show by saying, you know, there's a lot of things that are important in life. Our friends, our neighbors, people who influence our lives. But I can tell you without any question, Joey, you have had a positive impact, not only on my life, but you've left an indelible impression on the hearts and the minds of people all across our state and specifically in the upstate. Thank you for being the man that you are, and may the Lord continue to bless you.
Thank you, sir.
Yes, sir.
My earlier conversation with Senator Tim Scott, again, just a whole new respect. I've always loved that guy, but he wanted to be here in studio rather than phoning it in. So we recorded that earlier in studio. It's 8:19 on The Morning Answer. Jane Robillo joining me up next.
It's The Morning Answer on 94.5 The Answer.
Trucks, trucks, and more trucks. If you are looking for a new F-150, F-250, or F-350 at a great price, look no further than Auto Gallery Ford of Gaffney. They've slashed prices on all remaining 2022 trucks, plus 0% financing for qualified buyers. All brand new with full factory warranties. Save thousands. They'll take great care of you before, during, and after the sale. Visit Auto Gallery Ford of Gaffney or browse online at autogalleryford.com. Auto Gallery Ford, your commercial truck connection.
Tune in to Living Large Radio with Mark Henry.
You can have the best day ever, every day.
Discover retirement planning techniques you need to know.
There are better ways to do this. I love Wall Street, but trying to beat the market is not it. Get out of the idea that you're a trader and become a long-term investor.
Tune in to Living Large Radio with Mark Henry. Saturdays at 8 p.m. right here on 94.5 The Answer.
Welcome back to The Morning Answer. Want to talk to Joey? Give us a call on the PhD Weight Loss and Nutrition call line, 877-235-9405. PhD Weight Loss and Nutrition, the official partner of the Clemson Tigers. Now, here's Joey Hudson on 94.5 The Answer.
8:21 on this Free Speech Friday. Glad to have you in, and thank you for all of the text messages. I'm trying to read them. It's kind of like a slot machine as they're coming in. Thank you. I'll certainly will read them a little later. 11 years ago, when Salem Media purchased what was then WMUU, owned by the Gospel Fellowship Association, a ministry arm of Bob Jones University, and because of my mentor, Greg Anderson, who was president of Salem Radio Network at the time and happened to be my wife's boss, Mike Gallagher's boss, he asked me to be involved in getting WGTK up and running. Greg and I have just been friends for many, many years. At that time, we were known as Conservative Talk 94.5. Later, we evolved into 94.5 The Answer. So Greg and I are talking about, well, who does news? We got to have somebody doing news. And Greg immediately said, well, what's Jane Robillo doing? That's how we started. So I couldn't end today's broadcast without spending a few minutes with my dear friend, afternoon news anchor on WYFF News 4, Jane Robillo. Good morning.
Hey, Joey. Hi, Tommy. It's so good to be with y'all this morning. I know when you mentioned Greg Anderson, I have laughed that there are 12 people in this whole business and we just keep bumping into each other along the way. Greg Anderson called me when I was at WCCP AM.
Yes.
Now big FM station in Clemson. I did a show that, I mean, nobody heard because the signal was so tiny. And I get this big radio voice, hi, Jane, this is Greg Anderson from WFBC. And I thought, no, it isn't. I'm thinking, which one of my buddies is trying to spoof me here? Then I realized it really was Greg Anderson.
Yeah.
And offered me a job at WFBC Radio. So he's one of my mentors, too.
Is it not amazing how life's journey just takes you places?
Yeah.
But it's sort of the same story with Greg, because my wife Peg worked for Greg at Multimedia. Greg moved away to start the Salem Radio Network. He went to Dallas. Our friend Mike Gallagher left and went to New York to WABC doing mornings there. Peg was still here working for WFBC and Multimedia. Some years later, Mike's show is nationally syndicated. Greg then buys Mike's show. By then, Peg's working for Mike's show. It comes full circle. Everybody's working together again.
And Peg and I worked together when I was at Channel 7 back in the 1980s.
Exactly. Yeah. So it just came full circle. Yeah. And what a pleasure. So when Greg first approached you about doing news for 94.5 The Answer, I mean, you never hesitated. You jumped right in.
No, not at all, because I had my association with WYFF4. But I was doing part-time work there because my main focus was our son.
Yes.
George was still in, I guess, middle school by the time when you guys called. And so this was a great opportunity. I could do news. I could work from home or come into the studio if I wanted to. And it was a 5-minute newscast every half hour. And I was in control. It's like, yeah, you pick the stories. And so it was a dream for me to be back on that microphone. You know, we always, whatever you're doing now, if you were ever in radio, that's your first love.
Yeah.
And so it was wonderful to connect with viewers in the upstate in Western North Carolina and right into Georgia, and just bring those news stories that I felt were relevant. And I had had a good, you know, I had a pretty good resume at that
point. You did.
So Greg
Absolutely.
Trusted me. And it was fun too, because I think the reason they reached out to me primarily was, not because, oh, this is the best news person in the world, but this is somebody who local people will know her name. I grew up here. I started in radio here and in television here. I was back in television here. So, you know, people could say, oh, yeah, I know her.
Yeah, absolutely.
And what a wonderful connection with this. I appreciated what this station stood for. It's about truth. It's not about an agenda. Mm-hmm. It's about truth. And they said, we want the news to be that, straight up the middle. We don't want any opinion here.
Yeah. You mentioned the word truth. Senator Scott earlier mentioned the word truth. I've had a podcast for forever, but I haven't necessarily focused on it. And I'm going to, but the title
is... I'm counting on you focusing on that podcast. I'm going to miss you in the morning.
Well, you got to download it. But the title is Just the Truth. We're going to dig in and get the truth. Yeah. And with the podcast, I can do 50 minutes, 60 minutes, an hour, whatever, you know.
I just want to encourage people to do that, Joy, because whatever your political bent is, I think it's, as a journalist, of course, I think it's important to know what everybody's thinking. And it's hard to do that in a 30-second soundbite.
Yeah.
You know, we give our viewers a really great overview of what's happening. And then you can go to our website and read more. But I always encourage people, dig in.
Yeah.
Find it out. It's somewhere in the middle of what you think and what somebody else thinks. So hear all opinions. And you have that opportunity on this broadcast and soon on your podcast to really dig in with legislators and say, why are you looking at this bill? What do you feel like the problem is? So I really want to encourage people to stick with you. If you're going to vote, you better know the why and the what and the who else.
And there are a lot of issues, and next year's very important. Yeah. So, yeah, please do text iPhone or Android to our text line, 877-235-9405, and I'll send you a link, and it's real easy. Just type in Joey Hudson, and it's going to come up. You were mentioning earlier you starting your career in radio, and you've done both radio and TV. Talk a little about the difference in the two. Now I know that you were part of the Tiger Tailgate show many years ago. You were the roving reporter on
the
golf cart.
And that was
Mike Gallagher says that was some of the funnest years of his career.
Absolutely, because Mike did it right after I did. In fact, I think that's why Greg Anderson called me. I was like, oh, yeah, okay, well, let her do news, because that's where her passion is. But I had just graduated from Clemson in 1982. We won the national championship my senior year. Yeah. And the Tiger Tailgate show was already really huge. So they were like, we want to put you in the golf cart and have you ride around and talk to people about what they're eating. I gained so much weight every football season because you have to eat grandma's best whatever.
Of course.
First time I ever tried goat, it was, you know, with the Tiger Tailgate show. But the best part of that was just having that relationship with people.
Yeah.
That's what makes the world so interesting, are those normal, everyday people whose names you'll never know. They don't have any huge claim to fame, but they're the ones that change the world. And so it was really nice to just meet them.
Yeah.
I didn't get paid squat, but I got a great parking.
You had a good time.
I had a great parking place, too. Like, oh, my.
you have spent your entire career in news. Do you think politics has changed? Wasn't there more civility back in the day?
Absolutely. And when I first started in news, the two senators from South Carolina were Fritz Hollings and Strom Thurmond.
Yeah.
And yes, one was a Democrat, one was a Republican, but they could always have civil disagreements. They were always respectful, and both of them had really incredible sense of humor.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's where they would find, they would, you know, kind of play with each other, tease each other, but there was always respect.
Yeah.
And people love to point to the relationship between Tip O'Neill and Ronald Reagan.
Yeah.
Different sides of the aisle, two kingmakers, but they always seem to find a way to find a middle ground. But I think the problem is now, Joey, people are so concerned more about the primary than they are the general election.
Yeah.
And on both sides of the aisle, the Democrats and Republicans, they feel like they have to kind of appeal to the extreme on either side in order to win that primary. Then you get to the general, and it's like most of the public is going, I don't like either one of them. I mean, polls are showing that the two leading candidates for president right now, Joe Biden and Donald Trump, the majority of the voters don't want either one of them. And yet, here we are.
Yeah.
So, yes, I feel like we've got to get to a place where we can sit at the Thanksgiving table and have those conversations again, because that's where you learn. Why do you believe that so-and-so sure. is the best candidate? If we can't have those conversations, if we just keep shutting each other out, yeah. we're never going to move forward.
Yeah. Jane Robillow on with me. You can see Jane every afternoon. She's the anchor on WYFF News 4. Been a good friend.
Joey, you are so awesome. I just really appreciate you and Peg so much.
Well,
and Tommy,
you.
What an awesome wingman you are.
Yeah,
great
absolutely.
Music, always fun.
Absolutely.
But I have to tease Tommy about one thing real fast,
yeah.
because you are the funniest when the traffic is terrible. I mean, not that I ever wish bad traffic on anybody, but that's when Tommy is like, he should have his own nightly comedy show.
Well, thank you for coming over, sharing this morning with me.
And thank you for waking me up all these years and for just informing us and getting us on the right trail and making us smile. And I've already downloaded the podcast. Look,
well,
I'm not a technical genius. If I can do it, anybody can do it.
Well,
so download the podcast.
Well, please do. It's been an honor and a
God
pleasure.
You,
and it always
friend.
Made me happy when you would text me in those early mornings saying, I'm listening this morning. So
I cheated. Yeah, I didn't text hotline. I texted you directly.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you. God bless you, my friend.
Thank you for being here. It is 8:31. Mike Gallagher joins us up next here on The Morning Answer.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.